Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I am the Antichrist. I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. I want to destroy the passerby and I want to be anarchy.
I am the Antichrist. With these four words, Johnny Rotten announced himself and the Sex Pistols as the emissaries of punk. But is it one of the best opening lyrics of all time? This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaffert. Some say the golden rule of life is make a great entrance. And in the world of music, a great entrance to a song can not only make for a great song or record, it can make a career, as it did for the Sex Pistols' Anarchy in the UK, which you're hearing now. AOL's music site Spinner.com has just released their list of the 25 best opening lyrics of all time. And you can bet that that has sparked quite a bit of debate. Joining us in studio to debate what makes a great opening lyric is Spinner.com's editor-in-chief, Bill Crandall. Bill, welcome.
Oh, thanks, John.
So, all right, what makes, you have 25 on your list, why? What makes them all great?
A great opening lyric is something that, you know, we're watching all these shows on TV now, like Singing Bee, and Don't Forget the Lyrics, and they have to give you some of the lyrics, and then you finish them. A great opening lyric, you just play that opening riff, and right away you're singing it. It's more memorable in many cases than the song itself.
All right, now the complete list of Spinner's 25 best opening lyrics of all time is on the Soundcheck show page on our website, where you can actually view and listen to the top 25. The link is there. And later on in the show, we're going to ask what you think the best opening lyrics are. But we started with the Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK. I have to say, that's a problematic choice for me. I mean, it's a great kind of mission statement. I am the Antichrist. But then he has to rhyme that. And the second line is, I am an anarchist. It's one of the most tortured rhymes you could imagine. So does it lose points for setting Johnny Rotten in a situation where he has to do that kind of finagling just to get the rhyme?
The good news is we cut the lyric sheet off right there, so there's no lost points for the second line. Some of these will go on to have very bad lyrics later on in the song, but we just go for that real opening. And, you know, with this line by the Sex Pistols, you know, they could have stopped right there. What an explosive line. They didn't last very long. They blew apart, and they kind of warned us with that line.
So it was provocative, but it was also a kind of artistic statement.
Absolutely.
And also on your list, Fiona Apple's Criminal, I've Been a Bad, Bad Girl, the opening line, kind of setting up, you know, for most people, that was their introduction to Fiona Apple. And another one, even further up on your list, and another great kind of artistic statement, Patti Smith in the song Gloria.
Exactly. Well, Fiona first is that, you know, she had that real nutty MTV VMAs award speech. And again, she warned us. She announced herself in her first single with I've Been a Bad, Bad Girl. And of course, Patti Smith, somebody who really just brought poetry to rock and roll. And a line like that really shows you that's one of the few artists that you don't even need the music. You can just read the lyrics for themselves.
The famous opening line, and it's the first song on the first record by Patti Smith, and she knew what she was doing. The line is, Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very provocative line, although didn't she explain to you guys that there was sort of a nice kind of thought behind it?
Yeah, when she was going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we did an interview with her, and she said that, well, I just didn't want anybody dying for my sins, and she's, you know, become a lot kinder later in life, but I certainly think she knew what she was doing with that line.
Back in 1976, this is what it sounded like, Patti Smith and the opening to Gloria.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. Keep the say beware.
Patti Smith's Gloria from her first album back in 76, and that opening line, Jesus died for somebody's sins but not mine, ranked number 9 on Spinner.com's list of the 25 greatest opening lyrical lines. We're speaking with Spinner.com's editor-in-chief, Bill Crandall. And Bill, also on your list, Roy Orbison's In Dreams is at a very respectable number 12. 1963 hit, but used to very kind of twisted and chilling effect in the David Lynch movie Blue Velvet. Did that kind of, I mean, that sort of pop culture reference, is that important to establishing a lyrical line?
That certainly helped it. Roy's voice, there is nothing more beautiful and more haunting, and David Lynch understood that. So in the crazy scene in the house, if you've ever seen Blue Velvet, you won't sleep if you hear that line.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night. That's the line that Roy Orbison sings, and he may have meant it in a completely different kind of way than it appears in that film. Another song that appears on your list is Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence.
Another pop culture moment there that, you know, who can listen to that line without picturing Dustin Hoffman, you know, poolside or on a raft in a pool with some sunglasses. And again, it gets to the eerie underbelly of that. You're, you know, addressing darkness. And as we said, it's almost like some Dante Inferno stuff going on there with personifying darkness. And again, rock and roll getting very poetic.
Well, in this case, it is a great song. It just happens to have a great opening line. Although, again, the folks at Blender would beg to differ. They actually list this song on their 60 worst songs ever, mm-hmm. and wrote, if Fraser Crane were a song, he would sound like this. All right, so, I mean, maybe we have different views of this, the song itself, but man, that is a very memorable opening line.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Simon and Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence, the opening line, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, that's at number 21 on Spinner.com's Top 25 Opening Lyrics of All Time. Bill Crandall from Spinner.com's with us here, and Bill, movies played a big role in, you know, in propelling the Roy Orbison and the Simon and Garfunkel songs onto your list. One song that is not on your list, but that ranks very, very highly on the readers' list after they all saw, you know, what you guys had done and started saying, hey, you forgot about this, is Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. Number 2 on the readers' list of the greatest 25 opening lyrics ever. What do you think of I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie as an opening gambit?
I think it's genius. I will make a confession. After reading the readers' list, there were two moments where most of the time people think, you forgot this one, you forgot that one. We didn't forget. We put a lot of moments. That was one where I was like, oh, you're right, we did forget that one.
What was the other?
The other was Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog, right in front of our noses. And again, right. An extremely memorable line where, you know, more memorable than the song itself.
But still, I mean, it doesn't quite capture the essence of the song the way I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie does. Here's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
She just so wild. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuck deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get whipped out and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Smooth skin, you say you want to get my bins? Well, use me, because you ain't.
Now, thanks to Shrek, the movie. There are lots of 10 and 11-year-olds wandering around going, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
To my wife's horror, I have a 4-year-old who loves the line, I like big butts. I'm the reason, unfortunately.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back is actually the name of the song. Now, some of these songs are really, really well known. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where all you have to do is say, you mentioned this before, you say the opening line and you're into the song, you know, you're singing the rest of the way. Some of the songs on your list, though, are considerably more obscure, especially in terms of, like, the opening lines. And a good example of that is the band Pavement, mm-hmm. you know, alternative rock heroes of the 1990s. Their song Stereo begins somewhat elliptically with the line, pigs, they tend to wiggle when they walk. What did you and the Spinner Gang find so poetic and meaningful in that line?
There are actually a few Pavement lyrics that, you know, were in the running, but that one just seemed to be the funniest, and it just kind of stood alone where you just read it, you don't need any explanation, and you just say, by God, that's true. Those pigs just do tend to wiggle. And so, you know, they just have the real right combination of brilliance and idiocy, and that's why we're Pavement fans.
Pigs, they tend to wiggle when they walk. The infrastructure rots, and the owners hate the jocks with their agents and their dates. If the signature's a check,
you'll just have to wait.
And we're counting up the instants that we save. Tired nation so depraved, from the cheap seats see us wave to the camera. It took a giant ramrod to raise the demon settlement. But hi-ho, silver ride.
All right, a bit of lyrical silliness from Pavement. The song is Stereo. The opening line, pigs, they tend to wiggle when they walk. And we're speaking with Bill Crandall, editor-in-chief at AOL's Spinner.com. They have published their list of the 25 best opening lyrics of all time, and this Pavement song at number 16. There's also the reader's rebuttal that we've already mentioned, and we'll give our soundcheck listeners a chance to weigh in as well. There are lots of sort of bizarre openings. I mean, I think of the Wilco song, I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. The first line is, I'm an American aquarium drinker. I assassin down the avenue. It's like, what do the lines like that even mean? But once you get them in your head, they kind of stick there.
Exactly. Yep.
What about if you take a song like Let's Go Crazy by Prince and compare that to a song like 1999? I mean, they both have... You know, lyrically, there's not much. They're both Prince songs, mm-hmm. and you know, they're both fairly straightforward. You know what he's talking about. 1999, though, is pretty high up on your list. What makes that "I was dreaming when I wrote this" line such a classic?
Some of the ones that got points is if they really seem to foreshadow the direction of an artist, and what is more Prince, and where Prince was ready to go after that with the name change and the weird music that he would go into then. I was dreaming when I wrote this, basically warning everybody that what is going to come on from here is going to be some pop stuff and also some crazy, fantastical dreams.
All right. Well, we're going to let Prince take us into a break. And when we come back, Soundcheck listeners will want to hear from you. What makes a great song opening? Is it the music or the lyrics? And what song do you think has the best opening? We'll take your calls at 212-264-7483. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're talking about great musical beginnings with Bill Crandall, editor-in-chief of AOL's Spinner.com. The musical website recently ran a list of what they consider to be the 25 best opening lyrics in music, and then There's another list from their readers, and you can view the list as a link from the Soundcheck page on our website, wnyc.org. And we want to hear from you. What glaring omissions are there on that AOL list? How important is the lyrical opening to a song? You can email us, soundcheck at wnyc.org, or leave a comment on the Soundcheck page of our website. And good luck getting through on the phones, 212-264-7483. Bill in the background, Jimi Hendrix's opening to All Along the Watchtower. But the song was written by Bob Dylan. Why did you choose the Hendrix version?
We put the opening line of the definitive version, if there was such a case, and Bob Dylan agreed that this is the definitive recording of this song. So the line belongs to Dylan and the delivery belongs to Hendrix.
And that that is at number 14 on your list. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. And I think if we take some phone calls, we may find some similar material being proposed by some of our Soundcheck listeners. Let's begin in Brooklyn with Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Another Bob Dylan line from Visions of Johanna. Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet?
Wow, now you got Bill shaking his head here. Is that another, gotcha moment?
No, that's a brilliant line and a narrow miss from our list, so yes.
All right. Now, in terms of what you're looking for, both you and your readers on your respective polls had the Rolling Stones pretty high up.
I mean,
but you guys went with I Was Born in a Crossfire Hurricane, opening line to Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yes.
Your listeners overwhelmingly support a very different opening line. Let's hear this music from the Rolling Stones.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. It's a pretty memorable opening line, but you guys, Bill, decided no, not for this list.
This sparked a heated battle. Our ruling was that I'm a man of wealth and taste was the second line, and we didn't think that please allow me to introduce myself was special enough to be an opening line. However, due to overwhelming write-ins from our readers, we did marry what we thought is the second line with the first line and made it the first line, so the readers prevail.
Okay. We're speaking with Bill Crandall from Spinner.com and with our Soundcheck listeners and with Bill here in Manhattan. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
My question was, why does the list only include, pop songs starting in basically the 1950s and 60s? Why does the list not include people like Cole Porter and Lawrence Hart, lines like, I get no kick from champagne, stuff like that?
Yeah, that's the Great American Songbook. Bill, I mean, was this a demographic kind of decision?
That would speak more to our audience and what we cover at Spinner, which Spinner is going to cover stuff more from, the birth of rock and roll and beyond. We're not beyond. We did the most exquisitely sad songs of all time, and we will have in the wee small hours of the morning and stuff like that. So we will dip back every now and again, but no, we do have a very rock and roll centric focus.
Well, when I realized that we were doing this segment, and I thought, what would my great opening line be? I thought of the Patti Smith song Gloria, which we've already played, and as I began thinking of them, I really couldn't find anything that sets a mood quite the way Frank Sinatra does in the song Blues in the Night, which is, it has that classic opening. It's a quarter to three, there's no one in the place except you and me.
Right.
I mean, if that's not setting a mood, you know, and that does go back to the Great American Songbook, but I think there's a lot of people who grew up on rock and roll who know that song.
And some of the lines on here, I think, reflect that spirit. I mean, she was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene, Michael Jackson, where you just, you know, set the scene. And I also love "You Were Working as a Waitress in a Cocktail Bar" by the Human League. And they were inspired by A Star is Born, and that they saw their little pop song as a remake of that. So I agree that sometimes when it's just opening scene, man in a bar, we gave points for that as well.
All right. Let's take another call. And after a long hiatus from Soundcheck, the return to the airwaves of Jerry from Queens. This is my brother, Jerry, who often gets things wrong. What do you got for us today, Jerry?
Hey, John, I think I have it right today.
Okay. great opening line.
Yes, we have the great late Ian Dory with "I Came Awake with a Gift for Womankind." It's about setting a mood.
The song is "Wake Up and Make Love to Me." It's a dirty little tune, isn't it?
It certainly is.
In a fun kind of way.
Exactly.
Let's hear a little bit from Ian Dury.
Still asleep, the gift I see to mine. Rise on this occasion, halfway up your back, sliding down your body, touching your behind.
The late Ian Dury. Jerry got it right. The opening line is, "I come awake with a gift for womankind." And That's pretty much the last line I would care to put out on the radio at this point. We're talking about the greatest opening lines of all time. Actually, no, we're not. We're talking about the great opening lines, basically in the rock era.
The rock era.
We got an email from Alan here at WNYC's engineering department who points out a great opening line from Billy Bragg, the English songwriter. His song King James Version begins with the memorable line, "He was stuck in a haircut he no longer believed in."
Billy's a genius.
That's a great line.
I think you could do a list of a top 10 of all Billy Bragg. He's got plenty of those. More where those came from if you haven't listened to Billy Bragg records.
All right. So some of our Soundcheck listeners posting on the website. Claudia from Manhattan suggests yet a third Bob Dylan song. And this one's a good one. "Johnny's in the Basement Mixing Up the Medicine." Opening of the Subterranean Homesick Blues.
There you go. Yep. And in fairness, the Beatles, "I Once Had a Girl," or should I say, "She Once Had Me." There were some narrow misses by duplicate artists, which is always the trouble of a list-making operation. So Dylan, yes, those could have been hurt by the other inclusion of the Dylan song.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Brian joining us from North Plainfield. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
What do you want to suggest as a great opener?
You know what? He brought up Billie Jean for Michael Jackson, but I'm very partial to PYT for Michael Jackson, the opening line, "Where did you come from, baby? Ooh, won't you take me there?" That pretty much sets the mood, the moment, for exactly what that song is trying to get across.
Harkens back to another line on our list, which is, "She was just 17, you know what I mean." So sometimes those real simple moon in June kind of lyrics that hint at a lot more going on are good ones. Yeah, PYT, that is a goodie.
A very different sort of opening gambit is, opening line is Beck. This was number 7 on your original list of the 25 best opening lines from the song "Loser." "In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey." I don't know what that means, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, that's just a paraphrase for what says, "I'm a loser more than being a monkey surrounded by chimpanzees."
Let's hear from Beck.
Cruise control, babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a cup.
Bill Crandall, it's really nice when an opening line leads to just one great line after another. I mean, none of them make a whole lot of sense, but taken together, more than the sum of their parts.
I was just thinking that, yeah, if we ever did best opening verses, that whole thing could run in there.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey, sings Beck in the song Loser. We are talking about great opening lines, and we'll take another call. Mike in New Jersey. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
Free Bird. We need to hear some Free Bird.
Free Bird.
That's what needs to be on the list. Free Bird!
So that's your favorite opening line, is it?
If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me?
Now, isn't that on the reader's poll?
Indeed. And that was one that, you know, we thought about and we eliminated, made a lot better by a plane crash, unfortunately, but a great line nonetheless.
All right. Now, some opening lyrics, you know, sort of made the list almost because they had to, because they're no longer just associated with their song. They've become a part of the pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
On your reader's list, I think the Sir Mix-a-Lot would mm-hmm. have to qualify that
yep.
way. On your list, it would have to be the Ramones' Hey Ho, Let's Go,
mm-hmm.
the opening of Blitzkrieg Bop, now used to begin late-inning rallies up at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, who knew?
The words that began punk rock now begin late-inning rallies. That's one. Another one is LL Cool J's from Mama Said Knock You Out, Don't Call It a Comeback, you know, and nobody can come back and make a film or do anything without the headline, Don't Call It a Comeback.
All right. So now, I mean, we mentioned the Ramones, and they, of course, got their start, along with Patti Smith, whom we also heard, and Television and Talking Heads and countless other bands at the now-defunct club CBGB's on the Bowery here in Manhattan. And as you heard on the news at the top of the hour, the club's founder and owner, Hilly Kristal, who ran CBGB's for all these years, died yesterday of lung cancer. He was 75 years old, so a shout out to Hilly Kristal as we revisit the Ramones and their song Blitzkrieg Bop, a great beginning to end this segment. We've been speaking with Bill Crandall from Spinner.com. Bill, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
This is Soundcheck.